Now the question is, how does one become imbued with divine nature? So Sri Krishna says, and the next one and next other remaining verses explain the process by which one can become imbued with the divine nature. So first he says that first of all human beings are of various kinds. And they approach, whatever they are doing, actually they are approaching the divine, whether they know it or not. And as they approach, the way in which they approach, so do I adjust and return to them in the same way. If you think that God is angry with you, then God will answer you as if He is angry with you. If you think that God is pleased with you, then God will answer you as if He is pleased with you. If you think that God is invisible, He remains invisible. If you think that God can be seen, He becomes visible. If you think that God takes a long time in answering your prayer, He takes a long time in answering your prayer. If you think that He takes no time at all, as soon as you pray, answer is immediately available, it will happen. You just pray, and on the spot the divine will answer. All these are the different ways by which the divine acts. Such is the nature of God. So that all human beings are lifted. The whole purpose is the lifting of each one. And the divine does not disturb anybody. As he approaches the divine, so the divine adjusts himself and answers in the same way. And therefore he says, all the paths are my paths. It is not as if my path is the one special path. It all depends upon the path that you take, and you will find the divine is leading you on that path. If you go on the other path, it is not as if you are gone away from the divine's path. There also the divine is leading you on the same way. Such is the nature of the divine work and divine nature. Now he says that actually speaking, there are human beings who want quick results in the world and who do not want to spend time in knowledge, tapasya. They simply are enamored of results, fruits of action. Even this is allowed. Even this is also a path. If you offer all your offerings to gods, you don't need knowledge, you don't need tapasya. And results are available immediately on this earth. Don't expect results to come somewhere else. On this earth at least, immediately in your field the results will come very quickly. If you want only that, then this is the path. But if you want the highest result, if you want the madbhavam agata, if you want to be of the same nature as the divine, then there is another path. And for that he says, I have created a kind of an order in the world. This order is a fourfold classification of human beings. Chaturvarnyam maya srishtam guna karma vibhagashah. Those who want to attain to the higher riches of the divine nature, divine action, for them I have given a ladder. According to your own guna, according to your karma, you will find your place in the society. Now this fourfold society is also, I am the creator, although you must also know that I am a karta. I am the doer, and yet I am the non-doer. This also is a secret to be found out. unless you know the divine is a doer and also the non-doer, you have not known the divine. This is also part of the Jnana Yoga, which is involved in Karma Yoga. You will not be a true Karma Yogi unless you know that divine is a doer and yet a non-doer. And that divine has created a fourfold ladder on which you have to work and you have to ascend from plane to plane. And then he explains how he is the doer and the non-doer. He says, Namam karmani limpanti name karma phale spruha. I have no desire for fruits of action, and therefore no actions cling to me. Iti mam yaha abhijanati, he who knows me in this way, that I am the doer and the non-doer, that even the individual who knows me becomes the doer and the non-doer, and therefore he becomes free. Evam gyatva, having known this, now the emphasis is upon knowledge. Mere karma yoga is not performance of action. It is a lower karma yoga. The real karma yoga of the Gita emphasizes knowledge. Evam gyatva, having known this way, kritam karma purvaihi api mukshubhihi. Even in the ancient times, people have been doing their karma in this knowledge. And therefore, kuru karma eva tasmat, therefore do this action. Purvaihi purvataram kritam. Just as in the past people have done it, even so you also do it. Now it is in these verses that Sri Krishna gives you the knowledge as to why the divine takes birth. What is the purpose of that divine birth? And the main purpose is to give an example of himself and shows how he can make people of the same nature as the divine. Now let us go into further depths. I am taking a lot of time on these verses because they are extremely important. Aap idhar aa jaiye. Nahi, idhar aa jaiye. You have come exactly at the right moment. Abhi to humne prastavna hi ki thi. The most important word in these 9 verses is madbhavam agataha. It is a very short word, but it is of greatest importance. If this word is missed, then all the 9 verses seem to be devoid of fundamental significance. All that Sri Krishna says in chapter number 8, verse number 8, to protect the virtuous, to destroy the wicked, and to establish dharma, I come into being in every age. Now this is the important sentence which can be understood fully only when the word madbhava agataha is understood.